It comes in various things, you know. It's just some fun, you know. Which was a little change up of being humble. Either you be humble or get humble, and so you know you have to humble yourself every day in life and football and everything else. And so that was just a fun idea to do it.
Is Coach Belichick approved?
You had to ask him about that. I only speak for myself on it, as far as that goes. But you know, as far as being humble, you know, you always, you know, you have people. Whenever you think you're doing well or anything like that, you know, you can always overlook something. And so it's just a fun thing that we did, and the guys liked it.
In training camp, you told me that it was something your father has always instilled in you.
Right. You know, you always want to be humble. You know, you don't want to be an egotistical person that walks around and really is always an eye guy. And so, you know, it's like I said, be humble or get humble. And so it's one or the other. And so if you humble yourself every day and, you know, you walk around and be humble, you don't have to have somebody else to humble you. And so sometimes you do need some humble pie. You know, you think you're feeling yourself and you think you're better than what you really are. And so we get a nice dose of humble pie.
Defensively, you guys have third down, put up some pretty good numbers. How much of that is tied back to what you guys are doing on first and second down?
I mean, you know, on third down, you know, the key thing, the third down is first and second down. You know, you want to get them in third and long and things like that. So you really have to play well on first and second down. You get them in third down, you know, you just go out there and play what the coach calls, you know, and I think we prepare very well. Coach gives us a very good, you know, chance to go out there and do the things that we like to do.
You probably know Jamal Lewis as well as everybody in here playing with him for so long. What's it going to take to stop him, and what he brought to the Cleveland offense?
First of all, Cleveland offense is very explosive, you know, and Jamal is, you know, a key part of that. He can take the ball to distance from anywhere. He has the speed to run away from DBs, the power to run over linebackers. And so it's going to take a lot of hats, you know, all 11 guys getting to the ball. You want to leave him one-on-one with, you know, somebody because he can easily break a tackle and take it a distance.
How would you describe your comfort level with the Mike linebacker spot right now?
Where did that question come from? I'm getting more and more comfortable. Again, like I said before, you know, it just comes with repetition. That's not something that you can shortcut or anything like that. And so as you take more reps and play more games, you get more comfortable.
How would you describe your comfort level with this team and this group of guys? You seem to fit right in. Forget the mic. Just with the group of players?
It's a great group of guys, you know, all the way around. I've been received well here from the players as well as the fans, as well as the media. But I think it's just, you know, just being who you are, and, you know, it's a great group of guys again. And so it goes to speak a lot of volume for the type of guys that they have here.
You seem like a very respectful person. Did you go to the captains or some of the captains before you had these T-shirts made and just to get their stamp of approval on that?
No. I mean, again, it was just something that, you know, that everybody kind of, you know, it's something that is always, I didn't make it up. It's not my thing at all. I didn't make it up or anything like that. I just came up with the idea of printing the shirts. And so with that being, you know, everybody liked it because we kind of talk about it a lot here. But, you know, again, it's just a fun idea of just kind of like a camaraderie thing. You know, everybody is on the same page. Everybody is treated equal. Everybody's the same. And so, you know, we all get a piece of that pie. And as reporters, y'all need it sometime. And as players, we need it sometime. And so we all get our share.